Good Nerve Shabbos! This week's Parasha has what many people believe is the last challenge of Avraham Avinu. The first one started with Lech Lecha, the last one ends with Lech Lecha. And we see that this is obviously a theme, that the challenges of Avraham Avinu, something was carrying from the beginning to the end. He had 10 tests, and Lech Lecha went from the beginning, and Lech Lecha to the Akedas Yitzchak in the end. Many Mefarshim say that the real challenge of Avraham Avinu throughout was not what he was going to do, but what he was going to think, what his perspective was. Doubts, concerns, contradictory things. Hashem said, I'm going to have a child and he's going to be the future of the entire world, and now he's telling me to slaughter him. Hashem doesn't like human sacrifices, and now I'm going to slaughter him. Hashem says to travel, everything's going to go well, and then there's a hunger. My wife is kidnapped. All of these contradictory, confusing situations is what leads to the most difficult part of a challenge of a Nisayan. When we see Hester Panim, we don't see God's hand guiding us through the steps. That's really the most difficult part of any challenge in life. Avraham Avinu went through 10 periods, 10 challenges, in which literally it was life-altering, and it was without Hashem holding his hand. Very, very difficult. So our message to specifically to alumni is, when you leave yeshiva, when you're not constantly with your rebbeim in the school setting, there's always time for, number one, many different situations in life where you're going through a period of change, of development. A person's going to enter the workforce, a person's going to get married, he's going to be raising children. There are so many situations once you leave yeshiva that are literally life-altering. And it's so confusing. We need guidance. And not always do we have them. As a matter of fact, that is the main challenge of life, when it is confusing. And for that, you have Rebbeim. For that, you have your home base. And you need your anchors. When you climb a mountain, climb Mount Everest, you have to put stakes into the mountain. We have to create something that's solid as rock in our life, that we could always attach ourselves to, hold on to them, take our guidance, and keep our eyes up. Thank you.